Warriors and Spurs, Game 3 in San Antonio, a spirited battle at the AT&T Center where the Warriors seized control as Kevin Durant was a driving force leading the attack in a 26.9 rebound night. Klay Thompson added 19 points, and the Warriors take a 3-0 lead with the 110-97 victory. Here's Coach Kerr in the postgame.
Do you have any update on how Kevin and Sean are doing?
Yeah, I think they're going to be okay. Sean's was probably a little worse than Kevin's. Both sprained ankles, but I think they'll be all right.
What was obviously the three-point shooting was the difference with the first and second half numbers. What helped tilt the scale when you look at that category?
I think our defense just consistently over the game was the difference. You know, neither team shot it that well from three, obviously. You know, and they missed some that they probably would normally make. But I think over the course of the game, our defense was excellent, and that's the main difference. Because if we can defend and get stops, obviously we've got a lot of guys who can get out and transition and score.
Steve, any concern on the first half kind of playing with the Spurs pace again and not being able to sort of dictate the terms of this game?
No, I mean, it's a playoff game. We're on the road. We're not going to be able to dictate, you know, the entire game. And so this was about, you know, what I expected first half. You know, they were getting after us like they did in game two, and we stayed with it. We had some bursts, and as I said, the whole point is just take care of the ball and defend over 48 minutes, and things should work out.
Steve, with you being so close to the organization, how was the last 24 hours for you with everything that happened?
Not great. Very, very difficult. It was strange tonight looking down the sidelines and not seeing Pop. And spoke with him today, and it's a very difficult time, obviously, for Pop and his family, but for all of us who love Pop and loved Aaron and feel for the whole family. So it's a difficult day.
Draymond had four blocks tonight. I think it's his most since before the All-Star break. How have you seen him defensively in this series, and how has that helped the rest of the team defensively?
He's been fantastic defensively. He's all over the place. You know, this is a team that you have to disrupt. You know, they're excellent with their execution. And so you have to try to take them out of things. And Draymond is as good as anybody I've ever seen in terms of recognizing a play and blowing it up. And he's been great.
You look like you really leaned on Kevon Looney, particularly in the first half. And is that as good as you've seen him play defense so far this season in the first half?
He's played solid defense all year, and we like him because he can get out and switch onto guards and still protect the rim. And I thought Kevon was tremendous tonight. I thought his defense and just his solid play offensively was really important for us.
Coach, what did you see from, I guess, the mentality of the team and having to deal with Spurs' best shot, an emotional night? How do you think they handled the mentality of it?
I thought the guys handled it really well. We had a couple of moments in the game where we got a little squirrely with the ball. It wasn't a high turnover game, but it wasn't a clean game either. We had a lot of plays in transition where we did not take care of business. We should have scored, and we were kind of throwing some silly passes and not quite getting the shots we should have. But all in all, I was really impressed with the defensive intensity and just the overall play.
All right, game four of this series will be right back here at the AT&T Center on Sunday afternoon and all throughout the playoffs. We've got several ways for you to hear Warriors Sound. The radio button in the top right corner of the Warriors team app will get you Warriors Sound 24/7, as well our homepage at warriors.com/sound. Plus podcasts in the Apple Podcast app and in the iTunes Music Store are ready to download. I'm Lawrence Scott, and this is Warriors Sound.